Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 314, season 13. Today's date is March 10th, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's program, I'm going to talk about two bowling alleys that were in the Chicagoland area. The first one was the Rose Bowl bowling alley, and that was located in the Roseland neighborhood of Chicago. Also, Stars and Strikes, and that was located in the South Shore neighborhood. Both of them were on the South Side, so I grew up, still am in the South Side, but I remember seeing those. And also, I will talk about my memories of the CBS Lake movie that aired Monday through Friday at 10:30 in the evening on WBM TV Channel 2 in Chicago. I'll talk about what movies I saw and what TV shows, and it'll be kind of fun. This is during the 70s, so it'll be very brief. Okay. And right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Dimension Shampoo. And here's a commercial from 1984, and it features a famous actress in this commercial. She doesn't speak. I'll tell you who it is after I play it. All right. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
All you gotta do is one shampoo, Dimension. That's all you gotta do. One shampoo for bouncing, shiny, silky hair. One shampoo for healthy looking, pretty hair. Dimension. Shampoo.
A great head of hair isn't just healthy looking, beautiful, shiny, bouncy. It's all those things. And to get it, all you gotta do is one shampoo. Dimension.
That's all you gotta do. Dimension.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Dimension Shampoo. I almost said dementia. Sorry. That commercial oozes 1980s. Oh my God, that music. And I watched the commercial on YouTube, and the 80s hair, the clothes, you know, that music. The actress who was in the commercial was none other than Courtney Cox from Friends. And Monica Geller. You know, that was during the time where she was on a TV show called Misfits of Science. I don't know if anyone remembers that. I watched it. She wasn't that famous then. But she was famous during the time when she was in the video featuring Bruce Springsteen and Dancing in the Dark. And she was there, and he was dancing with her. That's a classic. Yeah. That's a classic song. Okay. Well, one last thing. The shampoo, I don't think it's on the market anymore. I haven't seen it. No. There's a couple of items on eBay for sale. That's bizarre. Some were unopened. Some were empty. Some came in a pack, maybe four pack, two, like that. I don't know who wanted to buy it. He got me. So, if you want to buy it, go ahead. Okay. Anyway, and in the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about two bowling alleys in the Chicagoland area. They're no longer there. It's the Rose Bowl that was in Roseland and Stars and Strikes in South Shore. Not Stripes. Strikes. You get the idea. And I'll talk about the CBS Late movie that aired from 1972 to the end of the 80s. Before I get started, I want to mention a couple of things. A couple of funny things. Sometimes I post pictures of myself, you know, and a lot of people want to see me because I always, over the years, I don't. And they want to see who I look like. And I've been doing that lately. You know, I don't mean to be, you know, narcissistic like that, but it helps, you know, so people can communicate. So, you know, because I'm kind of self-conscious in a way, I don't like to be photographed or, you know, smile like that, you know, kind of camera shy in a way. Okay, so the other day I did post myself, and there was this guy in my group, Fan Chicagoland, you know, the group. He's complaining because he didn't know I'm the admin. He thinks I'm picking up girls. Or something, like I had a wandering eye, and I don't know who this guy is. I guess he didn't know it was me, so it was funny. So I told him, hi, I'm the admin. This is what I do. He didn't respond to me, thank God. But I deleted the comments anyway. That's okay. That's fine. Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, you do get negative comments now and then. I've explained this before. Also, you know, what's fascinating about the group, I approve posts every day. And I want to mention this, and I hope everyone's listening, that sometimes they're a little repetitive. I see the same ones over and over again. I don't approve them because we've seen those. You know, I've seen one where, like the S-curve, you know, remember on Lakeshore Drive? I've seen about 5 times in 1 week. That's enough. You know, that's no. I have to decide, like, you have to, you know, cut it down or, like, don't repost it like that. What's my favorite post is, like, family photos, you know, from people. Those are nice. And something obscure that we've totally forgot, or some personal photos of people, you know, they showed buildings, businesses, you know, like my father owned this, my mother worked that. That's fine. I love that. Yeah, that's great. Other posts they want me to prove is it has nothing to do with Chicago. Like some crazy videos or something. And then I get the Taylor Swift tickets. I think it's a spam. It's a scam. It's spam, you know. And I see that all the time. You know, they gotta do something with their profiles. So, you know, I got 2 free tickets going to see Taylor Swift. Something like that. And sometimes political. You know, I said this before. I don't want politics in there. No. Maybe somewhat related, but no. I don't want that because you know what's going to happen. People will start talking, they'll change into another subject, and then it'll escalate and it'll get ugly. I don't want that in the group. I try to maintain it clean and fun. I've said this in the past, and that's what mostly everyone wants that. Okay, so... You know, it's a big job. But, you know, I could get another admin, you know, but I have to get someone who I could trust. Someone I can really trust, you know, and I don't know yet. We'll see. You know, it depends. I'm doing fine. I can handle it. You know, I can handle it. No big deal. I'm still adding people. There was about over 216,000 members. It's pretty good, you know. So also, I approve people that I know, people I've never met, even local celebrities. It's kind of cool. Sometimes I want to make friends with them, or they want to make friends with me. That's okay. You know, that's fine. You know, it's the same thing with the page. You know, the page is not really growing as much as it used to be. I don't know why. It's just stuck in limbo in a way. I'm not gaining likes as much, but that's okay. It's fine. It's been there for over how many years? 12 years, something like that. So that's okay. But the group is doing well. So I'm very proud of it. All right. So let's get started. The two bowling alleys I mentioned were the Rose Bowl and Stars and Strikes. Now, I'll start with Stars and Strikes because that's an earlier one. When I lived in the South Shore neighborhood from when I was born in the 60s, my family and I left in 1969. Then we moved to Roseland. This bowling alley, Stars and Strikes, was located on East 75th Street, east of South Exchange Avenue. It was on the right side. I don't know the exact address. During the summertime, we used to go to Rainbow Beach, and that was kind of cool. I'll talk about that someday. You know, we didn't live too far from there. We lived about maybe a couple blocks, two or three blocks. So my mom took me and my brothers. We used to walk there, you know, to get some fresh air. You know, oh, it's beautiful. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful time, you know. We didn't do much sunbathing. Maybe we played in the sand, but we used to walk along the park like that. And, you know, they say in Chicago it's cooler by the lake. It was. Yeah, it was chilly. And often at times we passed by this bowling alley. And I remember the stench in that place. It smelled of cigarettes and beer, and I hear talking, and you hear the bowl, and you hear the pins knocked down like that. And I still remember hearing that beautiful sound when people are bowling and you knock down the pin, you know, and you knock down the pins, someone get a strike, and some of the bowlers were yelling because they won. I don't think we've been inside. I think one time we did. I think my mom had to use a payphone. She had to use a payphone to call my father or somebody. I don't really remember it inside, but I wish I did, you know, because I'm sure it was a nice place, you know. And let's see. So I don't know how many alleys it had. I'm not sure. No clue. I have no clue how many it did. I don't know when it opened. I'm not sure when it closed, but probably maybe the 50s, 40s or 50s, and then they closed like in the early 70s, and, you know, the neighborhood changed, you know, deteriorated, like that. Everyone moved out and all that. Now, that building is torn down. It's gone, which is a shame. And they replaced from the corner from South Exchange to Coles. It's like a nursing home, nice big nursing home like that, which is fine, you know. But I was disappointed. Yeah, I really was, you know. But I guess it was getting old like that. And so that was my first memory of a bowling alley, you know. Not like the ones when I grew up, when I moved to Ashburn neighborhood in the 70s. You know, I used to go bowling at Fort City Bowl, at Fort City, or at Scottsdale Bowl, which was located at 83rd Street in Cicero. Or there was Laredo Lanes, but now it's Bluebird. I never went to that one, not really, but those two ones I did. So yeah, like I said, we left in 69, we moved to Roseland, and then I'm going to talk about the Rose Bowl. Now, that one was located, I'm not sure exactly, like near 115th Street and Michigan Avenue. It's south of 115th Street. And I remember one time, we didn't have a car then. My mom and me and my brothers, we would walk all the way from where we lived on 111th, pass by Gately's People Store, Kresge's, Woolworth's, like that. And then after 115th Street, we passed by this bowling alley. Again, I heard the noise from that and the smell, you know, the cigarettes, the beer. And then you hear the bowlers yelling, and, you know, when they got a strike, they started yelling, or they got a gutter ball. Same thing with Stars and Strikes, you know, they go, ah, you know, like that. It's kind of funny, you know. I don't know if I went inside of it. No, I don't think so. The reason that we passed by this is that we went to St. Anthony's Church that was located on a street called Kensington. We walk east of that. And they had a carnival there. You know, that was my first time going to a carnival. Besides my church, that I go to. They had rides. They had a Ferris wheel. They had the Tilt-A-Whirl. That was my first Tilt-A-Whirl. Oh, I love that ride. I wasn't scared of it. You know, Ferris wheel. No, I remember going my first Ferris wheel. I think it was at St. Constantine in Helen, my church. I went on a Ferris wheel one time. I was nervous, but, you know, it was nothing. Yeah, it was fine. Okay, anyway, so those two bowling alleys were something I never forgotten, like that. And it's hard to find pictures of those. You know, Stars and Strikes, I only found one. It was in the South Shore Group. Also, the Rose Bowl. That was hard too, like that. So hopefully somebody who owns these places would have photos of inside. That'd be cool to see. We can only hope. Like that. Then the Rose Bowl closed, and I don't know. Maybe the building's still there. I'm not sure. I have to check Google Maps, but I don't think so. Maybe it's converted to something else, something unrecognizable. I'll double check with that. Yeah. Okay. And bowling. That's one sport I like. Others, no, I'm not very good. Well, besides pool, so. I'm not very good at it. I never was in any kind of sport, but bowling, I did okay. I don't know why. There's something appealing about it, I guess. You know, but I don't know if I can bowl now. I'm 60 years old. It could be a little tough. Maybe. I don't know. It's good exercise. Maybe I'll think about it. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about the CBS Lake movie. Now. I remember watching this when I was a kid. You know, when I was a kid in the 70s, I used to watch a lot of television, maybe late night, during school year and in the summer. And it first premiered on February 14th, 1972 on CBS, which is WBBM-TV Channel 2 in Chicago. And they ran about, the first movies they ran were about like from MGM. They did that. And at the time, I wasn't really interested to watch a movie unless I caught my attention, you know. Because when I watched late at night during that time, I either watched the 10:30 movie on Channel 9. Sometimes Channel 5, there was Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show. I used to watch him, you know, but I was younger. But I used to watch a lot on Channel 32. You know, I talk about that lineup. I've talked about that before. You know, like The Best of Groucho, Night Gallery, Dark Shadows. There was Mary Hartman, you know, etc. I think I covered that, yeah. So the movies on the CBS Lee movie, then they started showing horror movies, and I got scared. And the first movie I saw was like that starred Christopher Lee in Dracula Has Risen from the Grave. And I saw his fangs. I'm like, oh my God, I was scared. Oh, I didn't sleep for days. Bad idea. And I was scared to watch after that, the show. You know, I was like, oh my God. But then I gradually went back to it and like that. But sometimes it would show tomorrow or next week. But usually, they should. You know what? They did show tomorrow's movie. Sometimes next week, you know. But they did show tomorrow's, and they did show a preview. And if it's a scary movie, I shut my eyes. I don't want to see this. It was too scary to do that. You know, which was hilarious. You know, so that's funny. Then over the years, I remember they played, sometimes they played Elvis movies. I remember that. Or sometimes beach movies like that. So that was fun like that. And let's see what else they played. But right now I'm going to play the introduction and the bumper of the CBS Late movie. Once I play these clips, a lot of people will remember this. They really would. Like the same age as I am or older, they'll remember this, and it's beautiful. It's real nice. So these are from 1972. So right now, just sit back and listen, and I will play the introduction of the CBS Late movie and the bumper. And when I come back, I'll talk a little bit more about this. Okay, I'll be right back, folks. Thank you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the introduction and the bumper of the late CBS Late movie that aired on WBBM-TV Channel 2 in Chicago. Besides movies, they aired reruns of TV shows, and I used to watch those. And, for example, they ran Barnaby Jones, Kojak, Dan August starred Burt Reynolds, Harry O starred David Jansen, Black Sheep Squadron. And of course, this is very interesting. They aired Kolchak, the Night Stalker. After the show went off the air, you know, that started with Darren McGavin, it only ran for a year, so ratings were not that good. They aired it on Channel 2 on CBS. And you know what? The ratings were phenomenal. People loved it. You know, they watched it at night and it became a cult classic, and it still is to this day. I love the show. You know, when I was a kid, I was scared of it. So, so they aired it. I did watch it, but you know, you get older, I didn't get that frightened. So like that. And also they had British television, like, for example, The Avengers, and they had The New Avengers. Also, they had Return of the Saint. I don't think it's with Roger Moore. No. Plus, they had reruns of situation comedies, like, for example, The Jeffersons, MASH, Alice, Archie Bunker's Place, and WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm sure there were others like that. And sometimes when CBS aired sporting events, you know, like playoffs and, you know, the final games, it was delayed. So it was like you didn't watch it at 10:30. You watch it like 11 o'clock. They had to broadcast the news, you know, on Channel 2, and then you watch it like 11:30, like that. Also, and then in the 80s, they showed Magnum P.I., maybe Simon and Simon, maybe, I'm not sure. What's interesting they showed was they showed the police drama T.J. Hooker. Now, that started with William Shatner. It aired on ABC, and then it got canceled in 1985, and then CBS picked it up, and they produced new shows, and they put it on the late movie. Okay. But, you know, they replaced, they didn't call it the late movie. They call it CBS Late Night. They dropped the movie part, you know, chopped it like that. Okay. And so in 1989, they replaced it with a talk show starring Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune. I used to watch that. I remember this. They made a big deal about it, but it didn't do well. Yeah, so that's a shame. And then, so it got canceled, and then they replaced it with more reruns, like, for example, that classic series, The Prisoner, that started with Patrick McGoohan. Oh, I love that show. And also 21 Jump Street, Stingray, that was NBC. Also, there was Wise Guy with Ken Wall, you know, from Chicago. That was interesting like that. And then in 1991, they retooled it, and they call it Crime Time After Prime Time, which was Silk Stockings, Forever Night. That was that vampire series, Tropical Heat, Sweat and Bullets, and Dark Justice. I remember that. And so right now, they show... they show David Letterman. That was in 1993 when he moved from NBC to CBS, and he had Late Night with David Letterman, and that's been talk shows ever since, like that. And so that was a great memory of the CBS late movie. You know, when, as a kid, you like to unwind, get away from your schoolwork, you know, or your parents. You want to watch a nice movie or a scary movie like that. That was a nice, those were nice memories for me. They really were like that. Right in my bedroom, watching my black and white Zenith a TV set. Nah. Okay. So that's all for this show. Do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about my memories of two bowling alleys in Chicago. The Rose Bowl in the Roseland neighborhood of Chicago, also Stars and Strikes in the South Shore neighborhood, and of course the CBS late movie. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available. It's on any app on your phone, your laptop, desktop, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. Also be on my blog, VanChicagoland.blog. Also be on my YouTube channel. Again, people have asked me about a couple times yesterday, where do I find your podcast? I like to listen. Go to my YouTube channel. Type in Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, or my name, Picasanas. You'll find it. Hit the subscribe button. Okay. Then for the apps, just hit follow. You get a new notification. New episodes. You can listen to old episodes if you like. Same thing on my YouTube channel. Also, I will share this on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Instagram, what else? Blue Sky, of course. TikTok. I forgot one more. I can't think of it. Mine's a blank. Threads. Yes. It's also there too. Okay. All right, then. So this is Pete Costanis, your host for Van Chicago and Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday. It's kind of chilly, but it's, you know, the sky is blue, the sun is shining, it looks nice. You know, like that. I don't know if I'll go for a walk. I'm still tired. We'll see about that. I will probably have another episode Tuesday. We'll see. We will see. Okay. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.